he probably could have used a different gift. And in any event, he interposed a halachic objection that he didn't want to sit for the artist. He didn't want to sit for the painting. And he wrote a long tshuva as to whether or not paintings are really a violation of the biblical injunction against graven images. All of this is told to us by his son, by Reb Yaakov Emden. The Balabatim, the congregants, did not accept his reticence, but since he wouldn't sit for it, so they didn't know what to do. But he went to London. Chacham Tzvi went to London to serve as a judge on a Din Torah in London. And naturally, when he was in London, a scholar of that nature, a rabbi of that greatness, so the Jewish community in London invited him a number of times to speak, to make public appearances. So they hired an artist in London to attend his speeches. I mean, a man always spoke 2.5 to 3 hours at a shot. And so after 3 speeches, he had the portrait. And that portrait is hanging today in the British Museum. One of famous portraits. But it just shows how in the minds of the Jewish population, art was important. And they held that was a fitting gift, 30th anniversary gift. What you could give them better than to have a portrait, which was something, for instance, Jews in Eastern Europe would never in their wildest dreams imagine. This, it wouldn't register at all. And this was the influence of the Spanish, even though the Chacham Tzvi was the rabbi of the Ashkenazi community, this was the influence of the Spanish and of the Muranos, who were part of the Renaissance and who were more attuned to the arts and to philosophy and to these types of things. By the way, if you go to Amsterdam today, across the canal, on one side of the canal is the Spanish Portuguese synagogue. Across the canal is the Chacham Tzvi synagogue, which was the synagogue of the Ashkenazim. The Chacham Tzvi synagogue was originally built 30 years before the Spanish Portuguese synagogue. You're talking about a building 350 years old. But the Spanish Portuguese synagogue was on its 300th anniversary in the 1930s was declared a Dutch historic landmark by the Dutch government. So when the Nazis came to Amsterdam, they did not destroy the synagogue because, the rules are the rules. It was a national historic landmark, so they left it alone. But across the street, the Ashkenazic synagogue, which was older even, was not an historic landmark. And because it was not an historic landmark, so they gutted it completely. They used it as a stable and as a warehouse, and the synagogue was completely destroyed. The Dutch government now is rebuilding that synagogue, refurbishing it and rebuilding it, and they will have the dedication of it, I think, I don't remember the sign, either 1987 or 1988, which will be 350 years after its first dedication. And that's the famous synagogue of the Chacham Tzvi. But the Jews are the ones who built Amsterdam. They built it, if you've been in Amsterdam, it's a city of canals, almost as much as Venice is. And they were the ones that brought trade and commerce. They were the ones that brought religious tolerance and liberalism. And so that even today, for instance, it's the most liberal country in Western Europe in terms of religion and of viewpoints in religion. That is all because of this strong Spanish Jewish influence that came there. The Jews also went into the printing press business in a grand way in Amsterdam. It was the first place in Europe where the Jews could own their own presses, where they did